Hi there, this is Jane Alton, numerologist for Sixth Sense Radio. Tonight I'm going to be talking about the Paralympics, which started today, are on from today to Sunday the 9th of September. The forerunner to these games were the Stoke Mandeville Games, which by 1952 had 130 international competitors. German-born Sir Ludwig Popper Gutermann was the founder of these games. He was the first director of the National Spinal Injury Centre at Stoke Mandeville Hospital in Buckinghamshire and believed that sport was a major method of therapy for injured military personnel as it helped to build physical strength and self-respect. In numerology, every name or word, as well as date, can be reduced to several numbers with different meanings, and these energies can be viewed as vibrations or energies. With these games, there's some energies that are particularly central. There's the wonderful 11 energy, which is all about being idealistic, visionary, inspirational. This is a master energy. It's all about inspiring many to think in new ways. This can be found in the essence of the founder's personality and with the name he was given, as well as the motivation that comes from the name Stoke Mandeville Hospital. It's also the starting point of the date for the opening ceremony and the energy generated by the theme of the opening ceremony, which is enlightenment. The first goal of the game is also represented by this energy. And the Paralympics are also last for 11 days. David Beckham, who's been promoting the Paralympics and been playing blind football, etc., very involved with the bid for the Olympics and the Paralympics 7 years ago in Singapore. His chart is full of master energy. His mission is an 11. His motivation is an 11. And when he uses the name David Beckham rather than his name from birth, his expression number is an 11. So 60% of his energy and even 90% with the name David Beckham is full of, he's full of master energy. So lots of master energy around with this Paralympic. The spiritual aspect, the 7 number, which represents great inner resource, the diamond-like quality that can't be touched or taken. This is also found in the founder's motivation. This quality is also the mission that comes from the starting date of the games. And with David Beckham, the essence of his personality is 7 as well. His first goal is a 7. So he very much also wants to develop that great inner resource. There's also powerful 13-4 karmic energies at work with these games. This is a very powerful energy which is about endurance. It represents rebirth. It's about making something from nothing, turning obstacles around. The essence of the name Stoke Mandeville Hospital, as well as the name the Paralympics, is actually represented by this energy. The powerful survival numbers as well, which are about grit, determination, as well as re-evaluation. And this number is represented in Ludwig Gutermann's name at birth, as well as the gift that comes with the current game's starting date. So there's very idealistic energies as well as very powerful grounded energies. The all-embracing, wonderful humanitarian energy, the 9, which has great breadth of vision and the potential to let go and trust as well as to teach, is a huge part of the date in the closing ceremony, which is the 9th of September. 9 is also David Beckham's expression number from birth, so he's how he's seen, it's not always how he sees himself. And the embracing change and going with brilliant ideas without procrastination or fear. This is the challenge that comes with the year number 2012. And it's also the mission that comes from the date of the closing ceremony. Ludwig Gutmann's mission was all about being a new age type leader who could take everyone with him. His legacy is that his spirit is still a huge part of the current game. And looking at the numbers of some of the best known competitors in the Paralympics, this spirit is very much a part of those competing also. That's all from me tonight. Looking at the Paralympics. Look forward to speaking with you again next Sunday. And next Sunday I'm talking about rock star David Essex.